Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And all week long, we have not opened the phone lines because we've had so much news to get out while we could. So tonight, we're going to make up for it. We're going to open the phone lines because one of us here may be the smartest person on the Eastern Seaboard. Okay. And on the other hand, maybe none of us are. But anyhow, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Jim, I wanted to say, we started the program off tonight talking about the acute psychosis after COVID-19 vaccination. And you experienced that with your family personally. It was something he goes in talking about personality changes with people. Let me just read you a little bit how it starts. It says that unvaccinated patients have jokingly that COVID-19 vaccinations in friends and family make some of them crazy. Boy, we have seen that more and more. We're seeing that more and more. Okay, so did you want to comment on that at all?
Well, it hit very close to home for me. I can't go into details on it, but I believe that I have seen up close and personal neuropsychiatric effect from that shot, and that would be on two different occasions, and each one becoming cumulative. And it just it ended in a heartbreaking situation.
We had someone else in the church that had the very same experience. All right, we got the phone lines open. We're going to start taking some calls. We have with us here tonight Dr. Glidden, who it's that time of month. Once a month we have him on here, okay? So it's your time of month. All right. And so the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. And remember, he has Eyeful Health. He promotes that as far as nutrition goes. And that number is 888-618-1796. And that's Dr. Peter J. Glidden. He's written two books. Everybody is Sick and I Know Why. And the other one, and this other one is the most popular one. Unfortunately, that's the one we have the least of. It's Attempt a Cure, with holistic medicine. And boy, I'm going to tell you, he's got about every ailment in there from A to Z, and how you can fight that with natural remedies. So,
yeah, it's easy to read and it's alphabetized.
All righty, we're going to go to let's take some calls. Let's go to Steve in Cleveland very quickly. Go ahead, Steve. You're in the air.
Hey, Pastor and everybody. Good show on tonight. Listening. I just wanted to make a little remark. I won't say what company, but when you call a certain pharmacy, drugstore, they let you know that the flu shot's there, and also says, and we also have 14 other vaccines. And I thought it was kind of hilarious when you're on hold and you're not expecting it. But I don't know how many vaccines are out there that we can take, but how many vaccines are you allowed to take at one time versus being when we were a kid and we actually took vaccines? I guess that worked.
Well, the vaccination schedule is increasing. It's dramatically increasing. And now they're thinking about putting mRNA into the normal childhood vaccination schedule, which is criminal. And, you know, it would be one thing if the vaccines worked, but the research has been done, the literature has been done. If most medical doctors took the time to actually read the research instead of just read the abstract at the beginning of the research, they would hesitate to recommend the childhood vaccine. But it's a medical monopoly, and it's driven by the pharmaceutical industry, and most medical doctors, not all, but most, have completely lost their ability for objective thought. You know, they pay more attention to what the pharmaceutical rep and the hospital administrator says than what real science is, and this is a problem. I have a 34-year-old son. He wasn't vaccinated, and he's as healthy as a horse. And what we see in the community because I'm really locked into the professional naturopathic medical community here, and a lot of naturopathic doctors have populations of patients who chose not to vaccinate their kids, and the kids who haven't been vaccinated are much healthier than the kids who were vaccinated. Now, let me say that again. The kids who were not vaccinated are much healthier than the kids who were.
And I know there's a lot of doctors that have liberal mindsets, so I'll just leave it there. But when you hear 14 vaccines while you're on hold, that's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's not.
It's crazy.
I can, you know, Peter, some years ago I did a program with a husband and wife. They were missionaries. They were both medical doctors, and they went on this ship that would go around, all around the world and would help. They would go into these third world countries, and they were talking about how they were they would go in and they would give vaccinations. And I asked them, have you, are your own children, are they vaccinated? And they kind of looked at each other, and they said, no. And I said, why not? And they said, well, because we're doctors, and we're there, and we can tell if they whether or not they need the vaccine. I didn't buy it. It didn't, it, you know, to me, you know, if you really believed in these things. Now, let me say this, too, because I wanted to just say you some of these guys are really are now, little by little, starting to walk some of this back. I noticed on Fox News some of the doctors that were 110% all vaccinated, you know, just pushing and pushing, and now they're saying, no, you shouldn't give it to your children. Your children don't need the vaccination. Now they're walking a lot of that back, and I think it's because they're hearing from people like us. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the reason is. That's probably it, or maybe they're all of a sudden just waking up to the reality of the situation and starting to have an objective scientific brain, which is what they should have had to begin with. It is the doctor's responsibility from the day that they are licensed to objectively look at the research, to objectively review what the hell is going on, and doctors don't do that. I'm sorry, they just don't. There are some that do, but the majority don't. And now they're waking up. Well, my response is, well, where the hell were you 3 years ago? I was speaking up against this 3 years ago. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors speaking up against this 3 years ago, but we were all deplatformed. We were all censored. Oh, why were we speaking up against it? Because we have open minds. We objectively review the data in an unbiased, unprejudiced manner. And, you know, I'm sorry. I just can't give these people a pass. They're incompetent. If they weren't not against this 3 years ago, then I think they should lose.
Well, you're getting your message out coast to coast tonight. Let's go to John in Ohio, Niles, Ohio.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. You're in the air.
Okay, doctor.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a. I'm on your Beyond program, and the OsteoFX don't seem to agree with me. Would there be reason for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the OsteoFX is a really powerful liquid calcium and magnesium. There's a bunch of other things in there as well, but the main ingredients are calcium and magnesium in a very absorbable form. Now, when you take that supplement and it creates digestive upset, like it gives you loose stool or it gives you runny stool or it gives you a little bit of diarrhea.
Yes.
That is called a pathognomonic symptom, and it's an indicator that your digestive tract is in trouble.
Okay.
So when people take that supplement and they have trouble with it, it's not the supplement. It's an indication that your digestive tract is in trouble. So that means, I mean, regretfully, maybe, perhaps, that you should not even look at wheat, barley, rye, and oats, because wheat, barley, rye, and oats, the gluten-containing grains, really mess up the digestive tract of a lot of people. So I would put my money on the reason that your digestive tract is unable to absorb that particular nutrient is because for your entire life, it's been negatively affected, like, you know, death by a thousand cuts, by consistent consumption of gluten. So my advice to you would be to go gluten-free. And there's another product that you can purchase called Ultimate Microbiome that will help your digestive tract to heal. So I would stop taking the OsteoFX for 8 weeks. I would replace it with Ultimate Microbiome and stop eating. Just go gluten-free, man. Just go gluten-free. And at EiffelHealth.com, there's lots of recipes. It's all free. They walk you right through how to do it.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be a really good thing for you moving forward, because if I'm correct and your system does not like wheat, barley, rye, and oats, the more that you eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats, the worse your health is going to become. It's like putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine. It's just not going to run right.
So yeah, well, I was technically raised on oats and wheat.
Everybody is in this country. Everybody. Don't feel bad, man. I mean, it's not your fault, right? It's not your fault. It's your medical professional's fault because they should have been educated about this and they should have told you about this, but they didn't. So
that's what you want me to take. What, would you spell that for me?
Yeah, microbiome. It's M-I-C like Charlie, R-O, B like baby, I-O-M like Mary E, biome, microbiome, ultimate microbiome. Stop taking the OsteoFX for 8 weeks. Replace it with the ultimate microbiome instead and cut out wheat, barley, rye, and oats. See how you feel.
Okay. Yeah, because I ordered this stuff from your wife. I talked to her.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Thanks, John.
So I have your two books.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
We got to move on. Let me ask you this, Peter. Once you've opened that, do you have to refrigerate that?
Yes. It's best if you refrigerate that once you open it.
Okay, so that's what I've done. I refrigerated it, but I do notice that it kind of gets, you know, very solid. It goes into, I do have to shake it up, I know, but it does.
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks of that particular formula. They've never figured out how to get on the other side of that, but you do have to shake the crap out of it before you take it to get all of the, it's like paint, you know, it's like really, it'll, all the solids will settle to the bottom. You really have to give it a good shake before you take it. Oh,
well, maybe you should have used that word for your product. It might not help. All right.
Allow a chemist to make a comment. It's a colloid, not a solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you're correct. It is. It's a colloid.
All right. Very, very good. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. So if you have a question or a comment, we have two pretty smart fellas here with me tonight. And so give us a call in, and we can answer your question. We do have a few of the Attempt to Cure books left out there, and we have Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why. And so what do we have for a donation if we for these books there? Everybody's Sick, and I Know Why, donation, let's say, of $30, and Attempt to Cure. Now, that is the book that's got from A to Z, and it's, boy, I think it's about 280 pages, and it's a little more. What would say a donation of $50 or more?
Yeah, that's what we
usually
right.
do.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
we do, yeah, Pledge Week.
Yeah. And,
so that's kind of a good.
So, folks,
can I ask Dr. Glidden a question?
Sure.
Yeah, hey, say, Doc, when she has her surgery tomorrow, kid's mom, sister, is having cancer surgery tomorrow. She's stage one, just got recently diagnosed, and I figured they moved on it pretty quick because this all happened within a month. They're having surgery tomorrow to remove it. It's breast cancer. What does she need, you know, going forward?
Well, to help her recover from the surgery better and to need less pain medication, you can go to the health food store today or tomorrow before she goes in, and there's a homeopathic medicine that is sold in the vitamin aisle of the health food store. The homeopathic medicines are in a little shelf, and they're dispensed in small little blue tubes about the size of your index finger. It looks like a lipstick container. They're arranged alphabetically, and it'll cost you about $15 for one tube. The medicine that she wants is called Hypericum.
You said Hyperifen?
Yeah, I'll spell it for you. It's H like Harry, Y like Yellow, P like Peter, E like Edward, R like Roger, I like India, C like Charlie, U like Uniform, M like Mary, Hypericum. In the 30C potency, 30C. And in that little tube is going to be about 150 little white medicated pellets. So before she has the surgery, she takes two pellets orally, pops them in her mouth, suck on them like a Tic Tac. And when she recovers from surgery, she takes two of those pellets three times a day, two pellets three times a day. If she does that for 3 or 4 days, it'll greatly reduce, the amount of pain medication that she needs post-surgery. But, you know, she didn't get breast cancer because she had a chemotherapy deficiency or because she had a breast. There's a reason that she got breast cancer, and that reason lies in her body's metabolism. There's something not right with the metabolism of her body or the energetic field of her body, and that needs to be fixed. So she needs a dietary overhaul. She needs to take nutritional supplements. She needs to get with the program here. She needs to change her diet. Because, and this is the biggest problem with cancer, because medical doctors are pretty good at taking care of the tumor. They can, you know, cut it out. They can burn it out with radiation. They can dissolve it with chemotherapy. But the problem with cancer is that the tumor always comes back. And when the tumor, not always, but over 90% of the time it comes back. And when it comes back with a vengeance. Because the conventional medical treatments for cancer do not get to the root cause of the problem. They don't. They just remove the tumor. But the reason that the tumor was there is not fixed. And so guess what happens? A couple of years later, the tumor comes back, and then the person dies. And, you know, this is why the American Cancer Society years ago stopped even using the word cure for cancer. Now, as far as they're concerned, it's all within inside the five-year survivability window. So if you have cancer and you die 5 years and one day from cancer, it's considered a successful treatment, which is insane, but that's the way that it is inside of the medical monopoly. So Hypericum, and then she needs to, you know, do a complete overhaul of her system where the chances are high that it's going to come back.
Now I got another question that came in on the donation line once, in that somebody had asked me, do you take like the health insurance and that stuff in your practice?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have a lot of colleagues that do. And if you go to my website, drglidden.com, there's a link to a website that carries an inventory of Dr. Glidden-approved naturopathic doctors. I think there's about 300 of us nationwide. And a great deal of my colleagues do take insurance, but I do not.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, rather than take up and monopolize, I called Brenda yesterday. I'll call you like tomorrow or Monday, and maybe I can arrange a conference with the three of us.
Yeah, we can do something. Just give us a shout. I'm happy to help.
All right, I'll do that. I figured you would. Thank you.
All righty, let's go to Joan in New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, doctor. I've been using homeopathics for about 40 years. I have not been to a doctor in about that time.
You're my new best friend.
Yeah. However, I am 81, and when I lie down to go to sleep, as I'm about to fall asleep, I get not dizzy, I get weak. And as soon as I get up, I'm fine. But going to sleep is a problem. Sleeping is a problem. I'm better when I only get maybe 3 hours sleep. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if I'm dehydrated possibly or what.
Well, do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink any coffee at all.
Okay. So, well, the first thing to consider with a situation like this is that your body is just under-nutrified across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, this is the biggest problem. There are 90 essential nutrients that your body needs, 90. And of 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids, and those nutrients are not in the food that we're eating. And the United States Department of Agriculture reported to Congress in the 1930s that the mineral content of the food and the soil was dramatically getting worse. It hasn't changed. That's 90 years of really bad soil. So I am of the opinion that everybody, and by everybody I mean everybody, and by everybody I mean everybody, is nutritionally deficient. And so that's the first thing to consider when someone, you know, is they're treating themselves holistically and they've done a good job with it. They're not on any prescription meds, and yet they still have trouble. Well, the first thing to consider is, well, let's just fill your body's nutritional tank up with everything that it needs. Take a step back, let the body go to work, and see if the body can't rally and fix itself. So my first blush recommendation for you would be to get something called a Healthy Foundation Pack at EiffelHealth.com, because that gives you all 90 essential nutrients. And for many, many, many people, that's just a game changer, because it will, in fact, be the first time in your entire life that your body's been properly nutrified. And that, many times, is a game changer. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend that you do.
Would you recommend any particular homeopathic remedy?
Well, there might be a homeopathic remedy. I mean, I'm a big fan of homeopathy. I just mentored with one of the world's best homeopathic physicians in Montreal. This guy's cured over 300 cases of multiple sclerosis. He's cured hundreds of cases of cancer. He's an unbelievable, he's a naturopathic doctor like myself, but he's extremely talented homeopath. So I'm a big, big fan of homeopathic medicine, but in order to properly prescribe a homeopathic medicine for something like this, I mean, you need a full-blown, you know, consultation with a homeopath. It's going to take 1, 2, maybe 3 hours for the doctor to figure out what it is that you need. And so that's always an option. I'm a big fan of homeopathy. And what I would do before I did that is just nutrify your body. Because as God is my witness, the chances are high that you simply do not know what you're missing because your body's been under-nutrified for so long that you've gotten used to running around. You know, it's like you're driving around in a car that's never been tuned up. You get used to all of the idiosyncrasies of the car. You just get used to it and think that that's normal. And I'm telling you, it's not. You should try the jump on the nutrification train 90 days and see if it makes a difference.
All right. Thank you, Joan. We have to move on to, let's go back to New Jersey with Angel. Angel, you're in the air. Hello, Angel.
Yes. To that lady that's going to get the operation for cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a doctor in New York City who's wonderful. He doesn't do any kind of, give you any kind of treatment other than what he's called radio surgery of New York, and he does not cut. He doesn't do any kind of whatever things the doctors do. He's a perfect person. So I would ask you to ask Randy to call this place called Radio Surgery of New York. And his name is Dr. Lederman, and he's a beautiful doctor. I've been there.
Are you saying Lieberman or Lederman?
Lederman, LederManMD. He doesn't cut. He doesn't do anything. Call this person before your friend goes into any kind of operation. He doesn't cut breasts and anything like that. Here's his number. He is Dr. Lederman at rsny.org. And the number is 212-246-4237. Give him a call before that person goes to any kind of surgery. You'll be surprised who this guy is.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Angel. Thanks.
That might be the Rife machine, I think. It might be what he's talking about there.
Doctor?
Yes.
Doctor?
Yeah.
I have a question. Are you familiar with Apatone?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll call you separately on that. It's right up your alley, but it's very interesting.
All righty. Peter, give your website out again.
Well, the website that I'd like people to go to in order for the health recovery information and the health recovery products is EiffelHealth.com. It's Eiffel like the tower, EIFFEL health.com, EiffelHealth.com. Their number, 888-618-1796.
Well, what about consultation with you? It's just drglidden.com?
Yep, drglidden.com. Get all the information about... Oh, and by the way, Pastor, just for your group, on my website, drglidden.com, I have a subscription service with tons of information on it, self-help, health recovery information, kind of like my book, but just much more in-depth than the book because you can do more in-depth things on the web. So normally the subscription is $30 a month, but for your subscribers, I have a coupon code that they can put in, which will give them 50% off for 3 months. So
okay.
You can get access to all of my information for $15 a month with this coupon code, and the coupon code is Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
A-N-D like David, E-R-S. Standard, you'll get 50% off of my prescription service. I'm giving it away just for you.
Such a deal you can't believe. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. All right, let's go out to Bedford with Diane.
Hello.
Hello.
Doctor, I've got a question about blood pressure. I was on three different blood pressure medicines, and they really didn't do anything to lower it.
Did you ask your medical doctor for a refund?
I should have, because it didn't do anything but swell my my feet were swollen and ankles and legs were swollen. And then when I got to see him, I was taking blood tests, and he told me my kidney function went down. While I was taking it. Then he told me to quit taking one of them. Well, after that, I quit taking all of them. I feel great, but I need to do something, you know, to try to control it.
Yeah, okay.
And I was wondering.
So I would like you to take advantage of my, you know, my offer for Pastor Sanders' group. So go to my website, please. It's drglidden.com, drglidden.com, and click on the subscription button.
Okay.
And then when you get into the subscription, you know, they'll ask you for an email and a password and whatever. And then there's a place before you give your credit card information to insert a coupon code.
Yeah,
the coupon
Sanders.
Code is Sanders, okay, with a capital S. That'll give you 50% off. It's $15 and you, per month. You can cancel at any time. And once you're a subscriber, I want you to go into the health recovery section of the website, which is easy to find,
mm-hmm.
and look at the information that I have there on blood pressure, hypertension.
Okay.
It'll walk you right through what to do and why, and it would be the first thing. You know, there's a saying in medicine that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras, which means you think about the most common things that cause things before you think about weird things that cause things.
All right. Thanks,
thing
Dane.
The first thing to consider with high blood pressure is not enough calcium, not enough magnesium, but I talk about that on the website, so
let's
check it out.
Let's go out to Dallas, Texas, and go to Teresa. Teresa, you're in the air.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Dr. Glidden, I would like to know, what can you do to increase your red blood cell count, your hemoglobin, and your hematocrit?
Yeah, so you have to feed the bone marrow, because that's where all that stuff is made. And the reason that people get funky bone marrow is because they run out of bone nutrient, because, you know, everything's connected. So if your bones aren't healthy, the marrow's not going to be healthy. If the marrow's not going to be healthy, you're not going to be able to make enough red blood cells. So I would treat this, interestingly, the same way that I would treat arthritis. So at EiffelHealth.com, they have something, I think, called a healthy bone and joint pack. And that's what I would do. I would take the healthy bone and joint pack for 90 days. Plus, I would eat raisins every day or molasses. I would eat raisins or molasses every day because that's an iron donor, and that helps the whole thing along. But you need bone and joint support in order to help the marrow in your bones be healthier. If your car runs out of oil, the engine doesn't run right. There's nothing wrong with the engine. You just ran out of oil. Well, when your bones run out of bone nutrients, they start to get funky, and all kinds of things can happen. So that's what I would do for 90 days, see if it makes a difference.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Appreciate the trust, really.
All right, very good. What just happened to Peggy? Peggy just dropped on us. All righty, folks, the lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, we have Dr. Peter Glidden here with us, and we'll be back right after this with more.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. Gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All right, January 6th, all of the good Christian patriots still rotting in that dirty, dirty D.C. jail. And I'm going to tell you, all of you on that select committee, you know, you're going to get yours. The good Lord right there. You reap what you sow. You're crooked, you're corrupt. And that dirty cop, that Mr. Byrd, the one that murdered, he murdered Miss Babbitt. Now, let me tell you, you don't get over on God. You will reap what you sow. Let's go to Tina in Massachusetts.
Hi, I want to know what is, I have a problem. I have about 3 big balls in my neck. I had them, they came out back in 3 years ago. And I took some stuff and they went away. Recently they came back again. I went for an ultrasound and the doctor said that it's my lymph nodes. I just wanted to ask Dr. Greeton this product for lymph nodes, lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, so there's a product made by a company called Good Herbs. It's called Good Herbs Lymphatic Support. It's one of the best botanical medicine formulas I've ever seen to help the lymphatic system to drain. So go to EiffelHealth.com or call them 888-618-1796. Get 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Lymphatic Support. Take 4 milliliters twice a day, 4 mLs twice a day. You should also do a web search for something called dry brushing. Dry brushing. Get into the habit of dry brushing your lymphatics every day. and also do a web search for something called lymphatic breathing. And if you do those three things, the good herbs, lymphatic support, the dry brushing, and the lymphatic breathing, I think that's going to go a long way towards helping you to get on the other side of this.
Oh, okay. So you said four milliliters 2 times a day. For how long? How many months?
No, I would. I don't think you're going to need to do it for more than 1 month. It should work pretty rapidly.
Oh,
the lymphatic system comes around pretty quickly.
Okay, and it's E-F-F-E-I-L.
Yeah, it's E-I. It's E like Edward, I like India, F like Frank, E like Echo, L like Larry, Health, HEALTH.com, Eiffel like the tower in France, EiffelHealth.com. Hey, what part of Massachusetts are you in? That's my old stomping ground.
I'm about an hour away from Boston.
Now, what's the name of the town?
My mind is broken.
You in Dorchester? Worcester?
Worcester's about an hour away from me. I'm in Lincoln,
right.
Mass.
All right, very good.
Well, are you going to be in Worcester soon?
No. I will never go back to Massachusetts, ever.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you, bye.
All right, there you go. All right. Let me see.
I never got the chance to thank you for your wonderful Christmas gift with that, the books that you sent me, and also the CD of all of your songs. It's really great.
Well, I want to thank you, too, for the products you sent me. They're really great, too.
Pastor, so you should be nominated for an Emmy, for goodness sake.
All right. Let's go to Tom in New York. Hey, Tom.
Yes, Dr. Glidden, this is Tom from New York. I had a quick question regarding a dry eye syndrome. I have a case of that right now, and I feel as if I'm under-nutrified. I was just wondering if you had any comment on that.
Yeah, the first thing to consider with dry eyes is the fire department of your body is weak, and it's not able to put out the fires of inflammation, which are just a normal part of life. So there is... The recommendation would be the Healthy Foundation Pack to give you all 90 essential nutrients. Then I would recommend selenium as a standalone product. Selenium, the longevity selenium product. I would take I would take 2 selenium 3 times a day between meals for 2 weeks, and then I take 1 selenium 3 times a day between for 2 months.
Okay.
And there's also another product that specifically was designed to increase blood flow above the neck. It's called the Good Herbs Circulatory Support. Good Herbs Circulatory Support. Get 1 bottle a month, 2 months. Do 2 milliliters twice a day. 2 mLs twice a day. 2 mLs twice a day.
Right.
And see what
happens. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Yeah, my pleasure, really.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Teresa in California. Teresa, you're in the air.
Thanks for taking my call, and thank you, Pastor and Dr. Glidden, for your work. My question is about my leg. This ulcer appeared on the bottom of my leg and just at the top of my foot. And it's supposed to be for venous insufficiency, but nothing is healing it. And I was just wondering if you could shed any light on this problem.
Yeah, so it's a circulatory problem, right? So number one, this is a pretty serious thing, and it needs to be fixed or it's going to get worse. So you need all 90 essential nutrients starting yesterday. So you need the foundation pack right away. I would get the foundation pack at EiffelHealth.com, 888-618-1796. To that, I would add, there's a company that makes a Hawthorne. So Good Herbs has a product called Heart Support.
Heart
and
Support,
you can get
okay.
that at Heart Support, yeah. And, you know, it sounds, even though it says heart support, it really is very helpful to increase the circulation in your lower extremities.
Okay.
So I would do 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Heart Support a month for 2 months, 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Heart Support a month for 2 months, 4 milliliters twice a day. And I would also go to a local health food store, and of which you, you know, throw a stick in California, you'll hit a health food store.
Exactly.
And get a cream or a salve with the first or the second ingredient is calendula.
Okay.
And I'll spell that for you. It's C like Charlie, A, calendula. You know calendula?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, and put the calendula topically on the ulcer like 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Okay.
And if you put the calendula cream on it, you take the nutrients internally, you take the heart support on a regular basis, you may just get traction on this and reverse it.
I've been trying to reverse it for a year, and I've been to 3 vascular surgeons, and nothing's working. So,
And this is the problem, right? I mean, just calculate all of the money that you've spent in medical insurance premiums your entire life.
Exactly.
It's a small fortune. And then when you need the conventional medical doctors, they failed you. So
that's right.
If I were you, I'd call your insurance company and say, look, I want a refund. I want you to give me all the money that I've given you for my entire life back, because now I need the medical doctors and they don't have anything for me. It's a scam. I want my money back.
They're not going to do. Very quickly, do you think hyperbaric oxygen would help?
Well, it would be palliative at best. It would help, but it would not be curative. And
okay.
What we're always trying to do here is cure the condition. And you have to cure this from the inside out,
okay,
not from the outside in, which is what hyperbaric oxygen is, right?
I was under the impression that it would help heal wounds, and it's less drastic than what the doctors are suggesting.
Well, but the wound, unless you get to the root cause of why you got this in the first place, it's just going to come back.
True.
Right.
Doctor
so
is absolutely correct.
You need to try to get to the root of it.
Industry, yes.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and I really appreciate the direction.
You know what?
I'm
there's
here.
One more thing you should do that's just coming to me now.
Okay.
About 10 rounds of colon hydrotherapy.
Colon hydrotherapy. Okay, I'm writing everything down. And I'm going to subscribe to, and I'm going to get the 99 supplements and the 90 supplements. So, yes, this is giving me some hope.
Okay, well, that's what the world needs right now is we need hope and we need results. And I'm just your man. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad. And the last thing you said is colon therapy, you said?
Yep, colon hydrotherapy. You're going to have to go to there's people around that do that. It's like massage therapy, but it's different. So you need colon hydrotherapy.
Okay, hydrotherapy, got it.
There's got to be someone locally who does that. We always want to do colon hydrotherapy when we see ulcers below the knee.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Okay, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Teresa. Right, let's go out to Ohio and Cleveland. Dennis. Dennis, you're in the air.
Hey, Doctor. Do you have a recommendation or a treatment for an acoustic neuroma or schwannoma?
Well, that would, yes, I do, but that would be an individualized treatment. There's nothing generic that we have for that. So with acoustic neuromas, you need a private appointment with either me or one of my colleagues. And if you go to my website, drglidden.com, it tells you how to do that. So that's outside of the realm of, you know, like generic one-size-fits-all medicine. And about 75% of the time, believe it or not, the generic one-size-fits-all treatment is extremely effective. But for acoustic neuromas, you need an individualized treatment. So give my office a call if we can help you out.
Your voice is sort of faint on my end. Did you say call your office?
Yes, please, because you're going to need an individualized appointment for this. It will not resolve just with general nutrition.
Okay, so it isn't. That apple cider vinegar then that somebody told me about would be worthless?
Well, I don't know it would be worthless. I'm not a fan of apple cider vinegar treatment. There's a lot of cultural myths there. I'm not a fan of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, yeah, good luck.
All right, thanks. Pastor Hal, if you're listening out there, I know you've been trying to get in. You can call now, Pastor Hal, if you want to.
No, this should be him here.
Okay.
Is he still there? He should still be there.
Okay. Hal, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You can call in now.
I can call in? You're on a different line?
No, just call in. The lines are open. Right now you've got several lines open you can call in on, so... Bye-bye. He's been trying to get through here. So he's been calling in on our...
on our cell phones, yeah.
Yeah, I normally don't take calls when I'm live on the air on my cell phone. But he's been calling here tonight. So I think that might be him now ringing up. Let's see. And they're all lighting up right now.
It's been a funny night for audio. I had trouble getting on.
Well, yeah, I've been watching people dropping left and right here. Joe was dropping, and we had another lady called.
They got it. They got it.
All right, they've got
the
Hal.
NSA, Pastor. It's the NSA.
Yeah. Okay. Hal, you are in the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Plan of Salvation?
Well, not. It's a little early for that. We got to.
Right.
Because you got. How much time do I have over there? It's a. Okay, well, we'll take one more call. You just hang in there, Hal. We're going to take one more call, and then let's go because of they're lighting up and then dropping here. Meanwhile, again, Peter, give that up. Yeah. Peter, drglidden.com, and if that's where they go if they want a consultation.
Yep, and also to get access to my online health recovery information at the reduced rate. By putting in the coupon code Sanders with a capital S.
Sanders, that's it. It'll do it. Let me tell you, folks, you can count on that Sanders. All right. All righty. As long as it's Ernie and not Bernie.
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay. So just stay with Ernie and not the Bernie. All right. Okay, Hal, now is your time, Hal. You're in the air.
Okay, well, everybody listen to my voice tonight. You know, I assume you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. And there's all kinds of different religions out there, but, you know, the Bible tells you how to go to heaven, and no matter what man says. And the Bible says in John 14:6, it's called the old story. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Muhammad can't save you. Buddha can't save you. None of the Hindu gods can save you. There's no religions under the heading of Christianity that can save you by you being religious or belonging to it. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's Ephesians 1:7. And you're a sinner. We're all sinners. And sin keeps us out of heaven. God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And you got to have them washed away, not covered up. You can try and, if you quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. So God allowed Jesus, when Jesus went to that cross, God allowed Jesus to transfer every sin you and I have ever done in our lives onto his son Jesus. So that when you, by faith, receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, what you're doing is receiving the payment he paid in your place in full for every sin you've ever done. You're receiving pardon from God through the shed blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The very blood of God himself, because Jesus was God, and he still is God, the very blood of Jesus himself, God himself, washed away your sins and mine. That's why Mary can't save your soul. The Pope can't save your soul. The Catholic Church, Protestant, Baptist, I don't care what it is, living a good life can't save your soul. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can, and that happens when you go to God and say, God, repentance is saying, God, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on my road to hell. and I need Jesus to come into my heart and wash away my sins. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And that's what repentance is. That it's admitting your guilt for sin to God, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and taking his remedy. There's only one remedy. Now, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the Son of God. It's more than just knowing about it and accepting the facts about it up in your head. It's reaching out and receiving the payment he paid for you into your heart. And that's what happens when you pray. It says, for whosoever shall call, that's John 1, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you want to receive that payment, you can do it right now in a simple prayer of faith. And that's my job as a Baptist preacher, is to lead people to Jesus. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, you can do it on your own, or we could do it together. I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. But the thing is, do it now, because you never know when death is going to come. And after you die, there's no second chances. Now, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now, Revelation 3:20. But he's leaving it up to you to open up that door and let him come in. If you want to do that, let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul. Give me eternal life right now, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer in simple childlike faith and meant it, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, and that means more than just believe about, it means that you received as your Savior. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. Know it, not think it, wish it, or hope for it, but know it. How do you know it? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. So, folks, if you pray that prayer in a minute, I'll see you in heaven someday, and praise the Lord. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, now, let me see. You used to be a dirty, rotten, low-down, no-good sinner, right? All right. I just wanted to make sure who I was talking to. That's all right. All right. Very good. Yeah, that was a good invitation, and absolutely right. I mean, one thing about, God's word, the Bible, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. And so, Peter, you've got about 30 seconds. Do you have any closing comments?
Well, in order to experience a different result, you need a different method. And there is a method which has been developed and delivered by licensed and regulated naturopathic physicians for over, 80 years now in the United States. And it's the best-kept secret in the modern medical marketplace. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you're finally starting to see through the failures of the conventional medical method, then give naturopathic medicine a chance.
All right.
Informed about it at my website.
Amen. Go to drglidden.com. We are out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.